mighty challenge.
Tony in Penshurst, would you like to kick us off this week?
Yes, please. Thanks, Suzanne. You've been obviously watching the World Cup.
Yes, well, I have a Dutch friend, so I went to her place this morning.
Oh.
And so we supported the Netherlands, and then we switched to supporting the Socceroos.
It's been great. A lot of upsets as well. It's been good.
What's been your favourite match so far, Tony?
Of course, the Aussies. The very first game.
Today was
a great result as well. But you're gonna have a very early morning next Sunday morning. You're gonna be up all night.
I know. I'm a very early morning. Actually, that reminds me, Tony. I'm not actually on next Friday. So Greta Jackson's going to be doing the show. I did not take it up so I could get up to watch the World Cup, but it means I will get a little more sleep.
Apt.
It is.
Very apt indeed, because getting up at 3 and then literally having 5 minutes of sleep at 4.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be great. Hopefully we can do it.
I've got my fingers crossed, Tony. Now, anyway, I'm guessing as you've come in first, you'd like to just grab that was the week that was and see if you can knock the whole thing over.
That's why I ring in early, yes, to get my favourite topic. Yes, please. Thanks, Suzanne.
Well, you won't believe it, Tony, but question one is about the World Cup.
Oh, how apt.
How many goals did the US score against Australia last Saturday morning?
Very sad. 2-0.
Two goals. Two is correct, Tony. Well done. Question two. Researchers from Curtin University have found evidence of the world's oldest meteorite strike in which Australian state?
Oh, my God. I didn't see that in the news feeds. Okay, I'll have to go WA.
Whoa, Tony, it is WA. Even when you haven't been listening, somehow you know the news of the week. Question three. Now, actually, quite a lot of you came in with WA very quickly. Deb reckons the icing on the frog cakes do all taste different. All right.
What's a frog cake, by the way? Can I ask that?
I know. I mean, I've banged on about this a lot over the years. It's a South Australian specialty. They are heritage listed. They look like frogs, kind of little.
Heritage listed.
You're mocking the idea that you could heritage list a frog cake.
Normally that means they're old, like a couple of hundred years old. I wouldn't be eating a couple of hundred-year-old frog cake.
Well, the recipe, not an individual cake, obviously.
They
are iconic in South Australia. Iconic.
Okay.
Question three. What is the name of the new political party being formed by the Teal Independents, Allegra Spender and Zali Steggall?
It's not one of those names that rolls off the tongue. I'm not going to get this one because I hear it, but it doesn't go to the memory banks. Social something Australia. It's SCA, Social Coalition. I don't know. I'm going to pass it on.
Social Coalition. I don't know how well they'll go with a title like that. Tony?
I can't, Coach. I'm going to have a good night.
All right.
And I'll talk to you sometime next few days or next week.
Okay. All right. You make sure next week I'll be here Saturday and Sunday. I'm actually off the following 2 weeks after that. So if we're going to commune, we better do it soon.
Hopefully New Zealand wins and we can play New Zealand. They play Egypt tomorrow, I believe. Egypt or Belgium?
That would be the dream, would be to play New Zealand, wouldn't it?
Although we can have revenge against Iran. There you go.
Okay. That would also be a dream. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Diana's got it. Everyone else is kind of attempting it. Oh, there you go, Andrew in Seaview Downs. You also have it correct. Natalie in Eden. Hello, Natalie.
There you go.
Well, now, Natalie, do you know what the name is of this new political party being formed by the Teal Independents, Allegra Spender and Zali Steggall?
Not really. No, not really, but can I say hello to my husband, Robert, and my kids, Cindy, Jacob, Nicholas, Daniel?
You can. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, right. Thanks, Natalie.
I listen to you every night. Thank you.
Oh, good to hear. Right. Cheers. There's Natalie. Let's go to Peter in Sydney.
Hello.
Hello. Tell you what, there are some of you, you've just got this kind of Friday night routine, don't you?
Well, not every Friday night, but yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's nice talking to Freya and nice talking
it
to
is,
you.
It
what
is.
What is there to complain about?
Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing. It's like Friday. Here's and Tony. I was, here's Peter.
And I was chuffed, as you may have noticed last week, when I sent you a message about a new song possibility for new music. And a week later, you played it. That was the duet with Robert Smith and...
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, probably purely coincidentally.
It was purely coincidentally. Sorry to burst your bubble, Peter.
No, right. I didn't think it was.
But showed incredible foresight.
That's what I just heard about the song because I'm a Robert Smith fan, and then I thought, oh, I'll send you a message. Anyway, I think the uncatchy name you're trying to get is Community Strong Australia.
Yeah, no, you could, if you shorten it to CSA though, like, I mean, at the ABC they've always been a community service announcement, the CSA.
Oh, I see.
Mm. Community Strong Australia, yeah, it doesn't roll off, does it?
And if Tony's still listening, just for him, we do have tree frog, Perrin's tree frogs in our front yard, but I've never thought of making one into a cake.
No, Peter. You wouldn't want to.
But I've seen, I have seen pictures of the South Australian frog cakes and... Well, they are green.
Maybe. Well, some of them are brown and some of them are pink. Now, Eric says, I lived in Adelaide for 16 years. I could never get myself to pay so much for a small square of sponge cake. And I actually was looking, Eric, at whether I could send one interstate to Nadia Mitsopoulos. And I noticed that, you know, the price comes up. And Balfour's is saying they still have people individually making the tops of them and kind of putting the cream in. So it's still very much a kind of bespoke operation to make those frog cakes.
And I wondered if the shape is it? It's basically a way of calling a cube of cake a frog, and then also having it easy to package into boxes because it's square.
Yeah, but it's got its round little top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, Peter, are you staying in That Was the Week That Was? Are you doing geography, invertebrates, walls, or coins?
Well, invertebrates interest me, but that doesn't mean I know the answers. But we'll go to invertebrates.
Okay. Question 4. Strictly speaking, how many tentacles does a squid have?
10.
Hmm. Strictly speaking, no.
Oh, okay. I thought they had 10.
Sorry, Peter.
I'm wrong.
It's to do with the strictly speaking bit, I'm sure.
Oh. Oh, I get what you mean. Some of them are not tentacles.
Fare thee well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-300-800-222 to play the Mighty Challenge on this Friday night. Here is Dan in Perth. G'day, Dan.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain, Dan. How's tricks in Perth?
Oh, not too bad. Bit windy, bit rainy.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Now, how many tentacles does a squid have, strictly speaking, Dan?
Strictly speaking, I'd say 6.
Strictly speaking, I'm going to have to say no again.
Oh, no.
No, that's a shame. Sorry, no, Dan.
No worries.
Cheers. Annette's just saying we had frog cakes in Sydney when I was a kid. Were they the same, though? Because other states, I'm sure we've been through this whole thing before. People in other states in New South Wales think they had a frog cake, but it's not the same frog cake. It's a different frog cake. David in Carnegie.
Hi there. I'm probably not even going to try to answer this, but I'll just pick a number at random and I will say 9.
It is not 9. Thanks for having a go.
Thanks a lot. All the best. Bye.
Thanks, David. Trev. Here you are, Trev. G'day.
Hello, Suzanne.
What's happening in surfers?
Well, it was a nice night tonight in Surfers. I took my dog for a walk to the pub and we watched some football and she got scratched by a few different people who were in the pub and
she got scratched. Oh, right. Yeah. Not in a bad way, in a good way.
There you go. You're a good dog scratcher behind the ears. I don't mean, you know, like a Sylvester or anything like that, you know. No, no. Affectionately scratched, not aggressively. Yeah.
There's a lot of, I don't know if you were, you listening Sunday night, Trev, were you with us on Sunday night? We had this idea of the nightlife calendar. There was more than one request for you and 99 to pose for a nightlife calendar.
Oh, my word. I'm there.
All right. Well, I've
so
pitched.
What? I take a photo and send it or what?
Look, if I can get this happening, I've pitched it. Nightlife, as I have pitched this to management, they sounded positive.
If you're talking about the producers like me, some of the announcers, not so much.
What? Anyway, look, Trev, if management do give us the go, our people will talk to you, your people, if this goes ahead.
Okay.
I've got dreams for our nightlife calendar.
I'll talk to Freya after, all this is over and I get the question wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not there yet. We're not ready. I just was thinking, I'll just gauge your enthusiasm, but if you're up for being part of our calendar,
Boy,
hot demand, hot demand for you, Trev. Okay, question. Question four is this. Strictly speaking, how many tentacles does a squid have? It is not 6, 9, or 10.
Look, I don't know, but I've always thought such creatures have 8 tentacles.
Such creatures do not have 8 tentacles, strictly speaking.
Well, I told you I was going to be wrong. Do I get it right because I said I was going to be wrong?
You get the sub question right, but not the real question. Goodbye, Trev. 1-300-800-222. Let's talk to Joy in Logan. Hi, Joy.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Joy, strictly speaking, how many tentacles does a squid have?
Well, it's that alliteration again. Strictly speaking, I would say none.
That's also not correct.
Oh,
I know. This is so annoying, isn't it? Thanks, Joy.
I shall listen.
Okay, bye-bye. John in Ashfield. Hi, John.
How are you, Suzanne? How are you going? Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, John. Now, strictly speaking, how many tentacles does a squid have? It is not 0, 6, 8, 9, or 10.
I'll go 4.
4 is also incorrect.
Oh.
This is ridiculous,
okay.
Isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of, no, I'm turning everybody. Oh, someone will come up with the correct answer anyway.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Okay. Lovely to talk to you. See you again soon.
You too. I'll tell you, it is not higher than 10. So it's not, 19 or anything. We've just got to now find somewhere between 0 and 10 that fits the bill to answer this one. Here's Murray in Subiaco.
Hello,
Murray.
There we go. Strictly speaking, they have 8 arms and 2 tentacles.
So 2 is your answer?
Yes, 2 is the answer.
You've done very, very well, Murray. That is correct.
Thank you.
Strictly speaking. Right, Murray, what would you like to do now? You can stay in invertebrates. There's geography. There's That Was the Week That Was. Walls and coins.
Walls.
Walls. Very good. Well done to Trish and Connie, a couple of people who did get 2. Yeah. Walls for question 5. Let's find the wall. Question 5. In the Bible, which city's walls fell after Joshua blew his trumpet?
The walls of Jericho.
The walls of Jericho is correct. Staying in walls?
Yes, thank you.
In a theatre, this is question six, what name is given to the imaginary barrier separating the actors on stage from the audience?
Speaking to a former thespian, we're talking the fourth wall.
Well done, Murray. So what did you act in, Murray?
I was in the Goldfields Repertory Club. We did a number of things up there.
What was your favourite role?
My favourite role, I played the offside of Brake Morant.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you were the correct person to give a question about the fourth wall to then. Would you like to stay in walls?
Yes, please.
Question seven. Which wall is known in Islam as the Burak Wall?
The Weeping Wall.
Yes. I mean, I have the Wailing Wall and the Western Wall, but I'll accept the Weeping Wall as well, Murray. It is the same wall. Okay, I've got another wall question for you. In question eight, in which Central European capital would you find the John Lennon Wall?
Central European. Moscow?
It is not in Moscow, Murray.
Okay.
All right. You quickly whipped through a few there. Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks very much.
Bye. Dee in Deloraine. Hi, Dee.
Hello.
Some lovely alliteration there, Dee from Deloraine. Now, in which Central European capital would you find the John Lennon Wall? It is not Moscow.
Prague.
Prague is correct. Well done, Dee. Would you like to stay in walls? You could also try coins, invertebrates, geography, or that was the week that was.
So is that the week that was confined to Australian politics or the world politics in the week that's just been, or is it some other week in another century?
It is the week that we've just had. And
no, I'll go on that. No, I'll go with that. Thank you.
The tangents thereof. Okay. Mm. So question nine. In which year was Keir Starmer elected as UK Prime Minister?
Well, I heard it only lasted 2 years. They said he only lasted 2 years, but technically speaking, if he's done two and a bit, that could put him, well, I won't say in the shirt, to rhyme with bit, but he's already in that, clearly. I don't know what was wrong with him. Since having a chat to everyone else, like, seemed like a nice enough guy to me. I played a straight hand, you know. Mendelssohn affair was a bit dodgy, but then again, everyone around, everyone's dodgy with that crew of Jeffrey Epstein and blah. So I'm putting off the answer to the question, of course. And, well, if it's 2 years ago, it's either 2024.
Good maths.
2024 and a half. Isn't it?
We just need to tell me which year.
Well, he's lasted 2 years, so I get no points for that. Okay, I'm going to say 2024.
Yeah, I think that you should, yeah, just it's 2024. No need to stress about that one, Dee. We are there. We've got there. Right, do you want to stay in that was the week that was?
Yeah. No, I'm good. That's probably the best. Coins, schmoins.
Okay. Question 10. The northern coast of which South American country was struck by two earthquakes on Wednesday evening?
Oh, it's Venezuela. Well, the northern coast of the country was Venezuela.
Venezuela is correct, Dee.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm afraid you are done with that was the week that was. So,
I don't get to stay on my week. That's all I'm good at.
Oh, sorry, Tony and Peter already took the rest of them. You could try geography. You could try invertebrates. You could try coins.
I'm not good on walls or coins. I'll go with the geo, please.
Very well. Question. Oh, hang on. There is. Oh, no. I'm confused. Don't worry. Question 11. I was looking at walls and thinking it was the week that was, but it is not. Well done. I haven't been acknowledging you texters as much as I often do. So well done. Lorella, you had Venezuela. Karen, you had 2024. So did you, Annette. And Annette and Jane and John all had Prague. Right. Question 11. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the longest single word place name in the world is found in which country?
Ooh, well, I would say I would speculate before I give you my final answer, Wales, because it's like, whatever, you know, it's not bad, but Well, I should know, really, because it's always like a W with a Z and a Y and a Z and a W and, a, you know, and then it's 15. But, and I should know because my ancestors are from there. I'm a Mongol Whitey. But it could be something Russian because that could be Strathnorfian. Well, I'm not going to try it. I'd have a guess at either Wales or Russia. Do I get a clue?
No.
Oh, crap. Northern Hemisphere.
No, not giving you a clue.
Oh, and it's the longest city name on Earth.
Longest single word place name in the world.
Oh, place name. I have to say the word?
No. You just have to say which country.
Oh, I'm going to go Wales.
It is not Wales. I know. I mean, I would have guessed that too, but it is not Wales. Dee, it's been very nice to talk to you. Fare thee well.
Bye.
And look, at 94 years and 1 week, Brian is back. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Suzanne. It's not a week yet. It's only...
Oh, you're right. Days. It's only like 4 days. Yeah, okay.
4 or 5 days, yeah.
I celebrated 94 in 1 week too soon.
Still a youngster.
Absolutely.
Yes. I must say thank you to one of your listeners who sent me a text, and I don't think I was sufficiently grateful for it, so I will be now if she can remember doing that. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. No, Brian, it is not Azerbaijan.
I think it'd be close.
Well, it's like close to Kazakhstan and Tajikistan, but I don't know. I don't know where it sits on this one, but it is not Azerbaijan.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, Brian, keep calling.
Talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Lorella, yes. Lorella says, I think this was asked recently on some quiz show, and Lorella knows it. And Annette and Amy both have it too. Okay. Let's see, who else? Betty in Dapto.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello. Betty, any ideas? According to the Guinness Book of Records, the longest single word place name in the world is found in which country? It's not Wales and it's not Azerbaijan.
So we just got to name a country.
Yes.
What about Yugoslavia?
Not Yugoslavia, no. Sorry, Betty.
That's all right.
Okay. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Let's go to Stephen in Liverpool.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Can I just say hello to the American troops in Iraq, Kelsey 2, and Blackwater? Thank you. Yeah, is it Germany?
It is not Germany, no.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. Kate in Yamina Beach. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Well, Kate.
Good, good. I wanted to say thank you the other evening. We were talking about Guam. I think you were last week. Were you on Guam?
Yeah, that was on Sunday.
Yes, yes. I'd actually been to Guam. And one of the few places I'd forgotten I'd been. And it was very interesting. I'd forgotten a lot of it because it was many years ago. I lived in Tokyo. And it was cold, so we flew down to Guam for a week. And as I said, I'd forgotten a lot of it. So it was very interesting hearing all about it again.
Yeah, a lot of people really enjoyed that interview.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. It was absolutely lovely. Look, I don't know. I would have said Wales as well because I know they've got that really long station, you know, they have that long name. But so what about something like Czechoslovakia?
Not Czechoslovakia.
Okay. Thanks, Susan.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, I mean, Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia do not exist anymore. But for you, I will rule out all countries from the former Yugoslavia and all countries that were part of Czechoslovakia. It's not Wales. It's not Azerbaijan. Sam in Harvey. Hey, Sam.
Morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Sam, can you guess for me which country is home to a place with the longest single word place name in the world?
Any clues? Is it a European country or not?
Well, I've said it's not Wales, Azerbaijan, any of the countries from the former Yugoslavia or any of the countries that were part of Czechoslovakia. That probably leaves about 210 countries to choose from.
I'll say the country I was born in, Italy.
It is not Italia, Sam.
Okay.
All right.
You,
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Yes, David in Mount Waverley. That's it, Adrian. Funny. Beck has it. So does Joyce. Dipper's got it. So does Susan in Hobart. Joe in Sale knows what it is too. 1-300-800-222. Lincoln in Gippsland. Hi, Lincoln.
Hi, Suze. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, Lincoln. Which country is this? According to the Guinness Book of Records, the longest single word place name in the world is found in this country. What is it?
That's Bangkok City.
Say that again.
Bangkok?
No, it's not Bangkok or, well, indeed, Thailand. Sorry, Lincoln. I will now go to Bob in Greenacre. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Suzanne.
What could this country be?
Pretty sure it's the South Island of New Zealand.
It is, Bob. And now, what is the name of the town?
Oh, no, I'm never good at it. It's
No, it's all right. I would not expect anyone to be able to say it. In fact, what we have done is we have made a recording of somebody more competent than us pronouncing this town. So here it is. This is the longest single word place name in the world.
Taumata whakatangihanga ko wau wau wā tamatea turi pūkaka piki maunga horonuku pōkai whenua ki tangatahu.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like it's kind of fun to say, though, if you can master it.
Well, that's obviously a Maori chap.
Yeah.
Not too many Pakehas could speak like that.
I know. Wow. All right. Well done, Bob. Have you been to the place by any chance?
You will not believe this, but I was born there.
What? not just New Zealand, but in this town?
Yeah. It was some 70 years ago. And I left New Zealand when I was 5.
Wow. So if you'd stayed there, though, you would have had to master the name of the town, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I suppose. It's only a small town, and it's I just forget the name of the bigger city that it's down. When I say big cities, not too many big cities in the South Island of New Zealand.
Oh, now Adrian's just saying it's that place name is barely even a town, more of a hill. So kind of a, yeah. In fact, they didn't say city name, did we? We said place name.
But it's a very high height.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's got one of the steepest roads in the world there too.
Well, Bob, thank you for all of this information. Isn't it wonderful, the bizarre coincidences people often have that took them up to the questions that we're asking? So there is Bob, who was born in...
Taumata whakatangihanga ko wau wau wā tamatea turi pūkaka piki maunga horonuku pōkai whenua ki tangatahu.
All right, Bob, what do you want to do now? More geography, we've got invertebrates, we have coins, there's one more wall left too. Wall.
Oh, wall. look, I love geography, but should I go to coins?
Do you love coins?
Yeah, I do.
What do you love more?
Oh, I love coin.
Don't we all? Yeah. Well, up to you. You're going coins? Okay.
Yes.
Question 12. The Aku, the Denier, and the Livre Parisi are all former coins from which country?
Well, I'm going to guess they don't exactly sound Le Francais to me. It may be a French colony, and I know this is a bit out there, but I'm going to say the New Caledonia.
No.
Oh.
Rat. Afraid not.
Oh, well, it can't be helped.
All right. Hey, Bob, nice to talk to you and hear about the name of your birthplace.
Thank you.
See you, Bob. Yeah, Bob Sled says, I want that town included in the song. I've been everywhere. That would be something. Diana from Woodinilling, you are absolutely correct. Let's talk to Charlie in Mount Druitt. Hello, Mr. Charlie.
Good to be with you, Suzanne.
Good to be with you, Charlie. Any news from the State Theatre?
We haven't had anything this week so far. There's something on tomorrow. I think it's a lady from Italy. A singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a good show last week, a tribute band for Fleetwood Mac from England. And they were excellent.
Glad to hear it. Now, Charlie, we are on a question.
You wouldn't want to say that town's name if you were pulled over for a breathalyzer test, would you? Or if you said it, they'd let you off, surely.
Yes, you definitely would not, would you? Now, Charlie, question 12. The écu, the denier, and the livre parisi are all former coins from which country?
Well, the previous caller went a bit out there with a French colony, but because it's got Parisi, I'm going to say France.
France is correct. Bob was perhaps thinking just a little bit too laterally, but you've brought it home, Charlie. It is indeed France. Do you want to stay in coins? We've got more geography. We have invertebrates. We have walls.
I'll go the walls.
Question 13. Wall Street is located in which New York borough?
Wall Street, Manhattan.
Manhattan is correct, Charlie, but that brings walls to an end. So,
the walls have come down.
No more walls. Geography, invertebrates, or coins?
We'll go geography.
Question 14. Each year, around 15,000 bikes are pulled out of the canals of which European capital?
A capital.
European capital.
All right. So, you would think Venice, wouldn't you? But that's not the capital. So I'll just say Rome.
It is not Rome.
All right, then.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
See ya.
Bye. Noel from Broadwater. Hey, Noel.
Hello, Suzanne.
Noel, each year around 15,000 bikes are pulled out of the canals of which European capital?
I'm thinking Amsterdam.
Amsterdam is the correct answer, Noel. Well done to Bob Sled, Diane Mandura, Diana and Woodinilling, Harry in the Bay, Susan in Hobart, Connie, Morgan, Joyce in Perth, Adrian, Jim, Annette in Perth, who all had the correct answer there. What do you want to do now, Noel? More geography, invertebrates or coins?
First I want to ask you, why have the magnets changed from the circular shape with the date on them or year on them to the little square ones?
Did you win a prize for something that was not the Mighty Challenge?
No, it was the challenge. It was a bit over 2 weeks ago, but it was the challenge. It was the Friday night challenge.
Was it a little purple one?
Yeah, sort of rectangular. It was dark.
Yes.
It just says you won the challenge. It's not the round one, and it doesn't have a year on it.
Oh.
Have I been shortchanged or...?
I honestly do not know who was in charge of sending you that magnet, because you're meant to get the one with the year on it. Right, well, lodge a formal complaint, Noel, when you get off. Unless, I mean, are you happy with the one you got, or do you want the sage with the year?
Well, I sort of feel shortchanged. I don't know why, because it doesn't really matter, because I actually do have one this year, but...
But you shouldn't have it shouldn't be rectangular.
Yeah, it's...
And say you won the challenge. There is a rectangular one which says winner on it, but we give that out to people who, for example, win the limerick competition.
Well, I would love to have been smart enough to win the limerick competition, but I didn't. It's just his nightlife winner.
No. Well, oh, yeah. And it doesn't say you won the challenge. It says winner. No, you've accidentally been sent the wrong magnet. So tell you what, when you finish with me, have a yarn with Freya, and we'll send you out a proper one.
Thank you.
And now you have to ring up and do a limerick so that you can earn the one you've been given, though.
No, okay. I'll return it. It'll be easier.
Okay. Now, what are we doing, Noel? Where are you going? Coins. Okay. 15. In regards to coin collecting, the most valuable Australian 50-cent coin was released in which year?
1966
is correct. Would you like to stay in coins?
Yes, please.
Satoshi Nakamoto is the name given to the anonymous inventor of which cryptocurrency?
I would say that was the original Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is correct. Staying in coins.
Yes, please.
Question 17. Based on a 5th century BC drachma piece, which bird appears on the Greek 1 euro coin?
Which bird appears on the Greek 1 euro coin? And it's based from when?
Based on a 5th century BC drachma piece.
I'd only be guessing, and I want to guess eagle, but it's probably going to be hawk or something, but I'll just go with eagle.
I'm afraid it is not an eagle, no.
Okay.
All right, nice work. All right, stay on the line, have a yarn with Freya, and then we'll try to sort our magnet mix-up out. Nope, none of you have got this one yet. Gail is in Mackay. Hi, Mackay.
Gail's not Mackay. She's going up the Mount Morgan Range and may drop out.
Okay, noted. Gail, based on a 5th century BC drachma piece, which bird appears on the Greek 1 euro coin? It's not an eagle.
Suzanne, I would not have a clue. I'm sorry.
Ah, well, it's been short but beautiful, Gail. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Catch you. Bye. Joe in Sale has it. Ah, Joyce in Perth. That's the correct answer too. Jeff in Jellarup. Hi, Jeff.
Evening, Suzanne.
Which bird are we looking for that's on the Greek 1 euro coin?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I'm going to guess a vulture.
It is not a vulture.
I didn't think so. Okay.
Bye. Annette in Perth's got it. Harry in the Bay's got it. Yep. Michael in Berrydale. Hey, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, it's not an eagle. It's not a vulture. What is this bird on the Greek 1 euro coin?
I'm not sure, but I did hear something about in Parliament this week about drachma and owl or something, I remember, or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I'm going to go the owl.
The owl is correct. What on earth? It was Australian Parliament or Greek Parliament?
On TV, and they were going about, it was a little messy thing, and I thought the owl, anyway, was just, you know, that's the way it goes. Thank you very much, Scott. Give me that question.
You just never know what random piece of information you pick up on the street is going to help.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, would you like to stay in coins, or you could still go to geography or invertebrates?
I'm going to go to geography. I like geography, so.
I like geography too.
Yes.
I did the traveller quiz in the Herald that comes out once a week today, and I got full marks. I was very pleased with myself. Right, question.
What were you writing on?
Sorry?
What were you commenting on?
Oh no, no, it's a quiz that you do. Quiz. Yeah, yeah. I was I do well on that quiz. I don't do so well on their other quizzes, but that quiz I like to do well on.
Much or
say that?
Have you travelled much?
Yeah, quite a lot.
That's the way.
That is.
Okay, I'll do the quiz.
Now, question 18, which US state has the highest percentage of its population born outside the USA?
Which Jewish state?
Which US state has the highest percentage of its population born outside the USA?
I'm going to go for California.
California is correct, Michael.
Hey!
Staying in geography?
Yeah, keep going.
All right. Which country is closest to the equator without actually touching it? Goodness me, that's a tricky one.
Ecuador?
It's not Ecuador.
Okay.
Ecuador actually touches it. That's why it's called Ecuador. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. 1-300-800-222. Phil in Adelaide. Evening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's interesting. I'm going to. Let me think. Let me say Colombia.
It is not Colombia, no.
Catch you later.
Okay. Thanks very much, Phil. We have Kim, the voice of the Murray. Kim from Manham. Hi, Kim.
That was very quick. Good, good. Good to hear. Morning, Suzanne. Good morning.
Good morning. Our question is this: which country is closest to the equator without actually touching it? I'll tell you this, that the other two guesses have not been too far off at all.
There's a 30-second delay between my tablet and the message. I didn't hear what was said.
Oh, the guesses, sorry. Ecuador and Colombia.
Ecuador and Colombia. Oh, dear. I'm trying to...
Come on, Kim, give me an answer. Yes.
All right. How about Cuba?
It is not Cuba.
Right.
Thanks, Kim. You, okay, bye.
All right.
No one has it thus far that I can see. Dave in Perth. A few lines free, 1-300-800-222. Hey, Dave.
How's things, Suzanne?
Dave, I'm hoping you can tell me which country is closest to the equator without actually touching it.
I thought I had the answer, but then you said the other two contestants were close.
Mm. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Singapore. It's like only 1 or 2 degrees north of the equator.
But now you won't, will you?
Well, I'm still going to back myself in, but, yeah, Singapore. Even though I'm probably wrong. Because
I mean, I kind of effectively said don't say it, but, okay, it's not Singapore. All right, see you, Dave. Yes, Jim in Campbelltown. Yes, Joe in Sale. Yes, Jane from Homebush. Adrian from Bella Vista. That is all the correct answer. Nah, Harry, that's not where I was giving a clue towards. Joyce in Perth also has this answer. Tom from Tweed Coast. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Susie. Do you know why the owl is sacred to Greece?
No, you better tell me.
Well, you know, the goddess Athena.
Yeah.
Well, she was the goddess of wisdom.
And so the owl was what, her animal?
Well,
her
you've bird? Heard of the expression, as wise as an...
Owl, yes.
Yeah, so that the owl was a sacred bird of Athena, and Athens was named after Athena, the main... city, state of Greece. So.
It was indeed. Now, Tom, can you tell me which country is closest to the equator without actually touching it?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm thinking of one of two. So if I said Peru or Suriname, would I be close?
Well, I'm not giving you any further clues from what I already gave.
I'll go Peru.
Peru is correct, Tom. Tom, do you want to stay in geography? You've got invertebrates and coins.
Yeah, I prefer geography. I'm not confident with the other two categories.
Right, so we'll stay in geography then, Tom. What is the most populous city in Australia whose name starts with the same letter as the state that it's in?
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a question?
As the state that it's in.
I know this is one that requires a bit of thinking.
Populous. Newcastle.
Newcastle is correct. Well done, Tom. Okay, it's coins or invertebrates?
Oh, I'm already into that.
You are.
I'll go invertebrates. Thanks.
Okay, question 21. Which Australian spider produces latrotoxin?
I don't even know what that means. So I have to guess, right?
You have to guess an Australian spider.
That produces latrotoxins.
Come on.
Funnel web, Sydney funnel web.
No, it's not the funnel web. I'm sorry, Tom. Let's talk to Shane in Singleton. Hi, Shane.
Oh, good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. Shane, which Australian spider produces latrotoxin? It is not the funnel web.
Not the funnel web. Okay. Well, I'm just going to go the old toilet seat, redback.
Redback is correct, Shane. Nicely done. Invertebrates or coins?
I might as well go coins.
Question.
I took a photo a decade ago in Amsterdam of one of those barges picking bikes out of the drink. I'm surprised there were so few. You said 15,000?
You think that's a small amount?
they had a huge mound of them. It was, it makes you wonder what they're thinking. They ride it and throw it in.
Now, question 22 is where we're at, Shane. Australian silver coins are primarily made from which metal?
Silver coins, okay, so they're a cupro-nickel, so majority of it is copper.
Copper is correct. Well done, Shane. Let's now go to invertebrates, which is all that we have left. Question 23. How many signs of the zodiac are represented by invertebrates?
Invertebrates, let's see. I think it's scorpions. Invertebrate would be a crab. I'm going to take a stab at three.
Three is incorrect. I am so sorry.
Rightio.
All right. Thanks so much, Shane. Let's talk to Geordie in Somers, Victoria. Hi, Geordie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Geordie, how many signs of the zodiac are represented by invertebrates? It is not three.
Oh, it's got to be two. It's the scorpion and something else, two?
Two is correct. They are Cancer and Scorpio.
Yes. This is my first time ever. I've called up all the time.
Is it? Well, let me give you some special applause for getting your first ever question correct.
Thank you ever so much.
Okay, Geordie, let's see how far you can take this. You're like Curaçao at the World Cup. Question 24. Which insect takes its name from the Greek word for prophet?
Greek insect?
No, which insect takes its name from the Greek word for prophet?
Oh, is it a... I don't know. Mm.
Just think of an insect.
A bee?
Oh, it's not a bee.
Oh, thanks, Suzanne.
But no, look, Geordie, that was a spectacular appearance. There will be more in the future, right?
Thank you ever so much.
Okay, bye. Paul in Armidale is there. Paul, somehow the phone, there you go.
Good Roots is not my...
My clicker didn't want to take you there, Paul, but we got there. Here you are. Question 24. What insect takes its name from the Greek word for prophet? It is not a bee.
I have not got a clue. But if I may be a little bit pedantic, you remember the question about the bicycle coming out of the canal?
Yes.
Amsterdam is, in fact, not the capital of Holland. It's The Hague. So I don't know if you knew that.
I am very sorry.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Everyone thinks it's Amsterdam, but it's The Hague. It's the same if you say to people overseas, what's the capital of Australia? 9 out of 10.
They'll say Sydney, yeah.
Okay. Mosquito. Haven't got a clue.
Not a mosquito.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. That was Paul D in Coffs Harbour. D, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. D, which insect takes its name from the Greek word for prophet?
That would be praying mantis.
It would be praying mantis, D. Well done. And thanks. This means... Question 25 for the win. Banana, leopard and red triangle are all varieties of which mollusk?
Prawn?
It is not a prawn. Sorry, D. All right, catch you another time. Terry in Hamilton, Victoria. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hello. You could Bradbury this. Question 25. Banana, leopard and red triangle are all varieties of which mollusk?
Would it be lobster?
It is not a lobster. Hop on the phone lines, people, if you think you might know the answer to this. Jeff in Toowoomba.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Jeff, for the win, banana, leopard and red triangle are all varieties of which mollusk?
I believe it's slugs.
Slugs. Well done, Jeff. You are the winner of the Mighty Challenge tonight. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Suzanne.
Yeah. Have you won it before?
It's been a very long time. So.
Long time between drinks? All right. Yeah. Well, you're back on the scoreboard, back on the leaders' board.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.